technology comes from a group called Rocketdyne. And as the name implies, they're rocket scientists. They do build rocket engines for NASA. That's part of their heritage, but it's also how this technology was created. And the work that they do on rocket engines, the design of the cone, you know, that you think of a rocket engine, how that is manufactured, how it's welded, the metallurgy, you know, the materials that they use in building rocket engines. You know, if you think of a rocket engine, it's extremely volatile, it's extremely hot, you know, high temperature to create the thrust. Very similar to the receiver that we have atop of our tower. We have a bunch of mirrors that are reflecting the sun's energy. We're pumping molten salt through there, and it's like a rocket engine. It's very thin-walled tubes. It's a high heat flux environment, and so these rocket scientists took, you know, their expertise from rocket engines and transferred that into the creation of this receiver, and then they tested it out at Solar 2, which, again, was a DOE pilot program that operated in the late 1990s. And so, again, just a very unique organization. They also have a history with liquid metals, which is where molten salt comes from. And going back even further in their heritage, when they were Atomics International, you know, they were using liquid metal or molten salts in their nuclear reactor programs. And so these guys kind of wrote the book on molten salt and this receiver technology, certainly. And Solar Reserve has the exclusive worldwide license to this technology. They're a strategic partner of ours. They were at one time owned by Boeing, and now they're owned by United Technologies Corporation and the subsidiary Pratt & Whitney.